The opinions and viewpoints expressed in this recording may not reflect those of its sponsors, Microsoft, its partners, or employees.
Developer, developer, developer!
Welcome to show number 8, recorded live at the Novotel in Reading, just after DDD5. In this show, we're talking to Ben Hall and Chris Gaskell. We've had plenty of beer, it's late at night, and we're still talking about community. DDD5 was sponsored by DevExpress, authors of WinForms components, VCL components and tools for Delphi, ASP.NET components, reporting solutions, IDE productivity tools such as CodeRush and Refactor Pro, and application framework libraries. For more information, go to www.devexpress.com. Developer Express, improving the developer experience. DDD5 was also sponsored by Vsoft Technologies, authors of Final Builder and Automize. Final Builder, an automated build and release management solution for Windows software developers and SCM professionals. Use Final Builder to define, debug, maintain, run, and schedule reliable and repeatable build processes. Automize, a powerful general-purpose automation tool that allows anyone to automate just about anything. Automize saves time, often running tasks in seconds that would normally take minutes or hours if done manually. For more information, visit www.finalbuilder.com. So I'm sat here with two guys who are at DDD5 today. Do you just want to introduce yourselves?
My name's Ben Hall. I'm a member of Next Gen User Group.
I'm Chris Gaskell, a member of VBug User Group in Manchester.
Excellent. And you came to DDD from, well, you said Manchester. Where did you come from, Ben?
I came from Coventry today, but originally I'm in Hertfordshire, so I came from opposite directions today.
Wow. So what was the main attraction for you to this developer day?
I've attended the past two events, so it's more just get to know everyone, the community kind of feel, the atmosphere. It's more the atmosphere than the event itself. It's just the atmosphere, meeting everyone and talking to everyone.
So it was great to visit Microsoft and meet up with people you've seen on previous events and listen to what other guys have got to say, especially about up-and-coming technology. Talks on C# 3, etc. today have been fantastic. It's always good to see where they go as well. And there was a talk more towards what BT are offering through web services and things like that are interesting, something you wouldn't really have exposure to if you didn't attend these sort of events.
So you think that the fact Microsoft UK is endorsing the user group presence in the UK with the number of face-to-face events and person-to-person events that they are providing through Next Generation User Group and through VBug UK, etc. Do you think that's a good thing?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. It helps Microsoft presence in the community. It helps their reach to people who maybe can't get to events like Developer Day or the MSTM Roadshow. They definitely helps the reach in the youth groups. And events like today just confirm that, and it's an excellent event.
I think it's great that Microsoft are sort of embracing the communities out there, because there's a lot of enthusiasm for what Microsoft do or what Microsoft produce, and people really just want to see sort of what else they can do, where else they can go, and by sort of meeting other people and seeing what they do and perhaps taking that on board, people can sort of launch their career into different areas, etc. So yeah, I think it's great that Microsoft take the community seriously and put on events with enthusiasm.
Super. So were there any specific sessions on the DDD5 agenda that caught your attention? Those that were good, those that were bad perhaps?
Okay, so I thought the object thinking session, which had been held at the Next Gen groups and the DB groups before, but I thought that was really good. It thought-provoking, got you thinking about other things. It's non-mainstream events what would be held by Microsoft themselves, but being held by the community, it got you provoking thoughts. And
so that was Alan Dean's session.
Yes, it was, and yeah, it was definitely a good good session. Got you provoking thoughts.
I think the grok talks are great at lunchtime. I think sometimes you can get more out of one of the grok talks at lunchtime than you can get out of the actual sessions. Because you don't actually know what's going to go on there, and sort of go upstairs and watch them and see what guys have been up to. You usually take ideas away with you in your own mind, which need a bit of further investigation and sort of build from there. And it's obviously things that you wouldn't have thought of in areas you wouldn't have explored previously.
So you really enjoyed pretty much sitting on the floor, listening to five or six sessions whilst eating your lunch in a global community environment type of session. That was what floated your boat.
Yeah, I think that was one of the best bits. I think, really, there could be a day where you get a big stage and get guys up there and you get a quarter of an hour. At the end of it, you get a bit of a vote. And then, you know, those guys maybe take it a little bit further and put example projects up on the web, that kind of thing, rather than doing big, long sessions.
Well, there's some ideas for us for Developer 6 and beyond. So you guys, you're both members of user groups. Do you feel that you get the opportunity to take a lot from the user groups and also give something back to the user groups?
Definitely. So just last Monday I gave my first kind of look at Next Gen user group, so that went really well. I think it went really well, and yeah, so it's definitely giving me that foothold onto the user group circuit, and hopefully talking on for DDD in the future.
That's certainly the idea behind the user groups. We want to try and foster, you know, the community spirit and get folks from the user groups speaking at DDD, and even vice versa. We want folks that come to DDD to speak at the user groups throughout the UK. So one of the key drivers behind DDD is we ask the speakers, are you willing to speak at user groups elsewhere? And so far we've not had anybody say no. So
definitely good.
What do you get from user groups?
Quite a lot, really. I mean, when I first joined a user group, I was back as an ASP3 developer before I sort of moved out to .NET. It took a while to get my head around the sort of object-orientated approach, and it was a user group really that helped with that. There's a lot of guys that, you know, are really helpful and really friendly, and you can just drop a mail to a lot of people, and even though they're working, they'll send you one back and help you out. So that's really probably the most important thing that I've drawn out of a user group, just getting bolstered out of ASP3 up into .NET. And since then, you know, it's been great. The stuff that comes out of the user group really isn't something that you'd be able to foster yourself.
So getting to meet people, peer-to-peer support, that kind of thing, the user group really fosters that for you guys?
Yeah, I think it's more the fact that people are doing it for free as well. It's all voluntary, so people are doing it for the love of helping others and spreading knowledge. And that's sort of something like Dev Week, I really wouldn't want to attend, in that you've got to pay for it, etc. You come down to these events, I think there's a much better atmosphere, in that everybody's there and everybody's helping and everybody's doing it for the pure, for the poor interest that they have in this field.
But yeah, definitely from the guys I met at Next Gen Youth Group, everyone's been really willing to help me and kind of possess my career and kind of help me along the way and get me onto the path of speaking at conferences like DDD. And they've kind of got me from starting at nowhere and knowing no one to coming to kind of events and done nuggets, and it's just been kind of a career path where you go along the way and you meet people and you improve your career and you improve your experience, and it's just really about the experience and the process and meeting people and enjoying yourself.
You guys going to attend the next DDD in 6 months or thereabouts time?
Definitely, yeah. I don't know if anything else is down here. Yeah.
Alright, Chris, Ben, thanks for your time.
Cheers.
Thanks.
The music used in this podcast was provided by Kevin MacLeod. Visit his website at www.incompetech.com. That's INCOMPETECH. This was a Craig Murphy.com production.